Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you're picking up a few tips that'll protect you from being defrauded or conned. Conned. It's the acronym Jennifer developed to help you think through how not to have it happen to you. C,
you do the contacting. Contact. As a consumer, you contact them. Don't wait for someone to come to you.
Only
deal with those you have researched.
N.
Never believe in something that's too good to be true.
There you go. Con. Let's bring Romy into the conversation for a final check at how things are going out at the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show today, 10 to 6, tomorrow, 10 to 5, at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale. Romy, what are you seeing, buddy?
Well, you know, last week, actually 2 weeks ago, maybe three now, gosh, time flies, we did a outdoor barbecue show, and in my research, we missed this one. It's right here next to Irwin's Furniture. It is an all-chip smoker. It looks just like a regular round grill, but it is an all-chip smoker, and it's they've got the chicken challenge. You can sample some they're cooking here. I tell you what. I may be walking out of here with one of these this afternoon. It's incredible. I've also run into Legacy Design Build Remodeling exhibiting, as well as Easy Turf, both Rosie certified partners. It's exactly what it is. It's a home show, and they also have a number of other life services. And I see Arizona Foundation Solutions now as I'm walking. We talked earlier, I believe it was last week, just about the effects that drainage can have on your foundation, and they are the certified partner. Gosh, what do you think, 12, 15 years now that I've been taking care of the foundations for Arizona, all of Arizona homeowners, to Rosie on the House. So just come on down, make sure you're taking advice of Rosie and Jennifer's commentary on if it's too good to be true, it probably is. I think there's at least 100 opportunities to sign up to get something free. That is your choice, but I'm pretty private in my information that I give out. So just take that into account as you're walking around. And today only specials. Watch out for those as well, and look for the Rosie Certified Partner decal.
There you go. Romy, we appreciate it. Thanks for bringing us up to speed what's going on out there. You know, the only Rosie-certified solar contractor out at the show today is Harmon Solar. They're in booth 320. And if you want answers on solar questions, get in touch with Harmon Solar. If you can't make it out to the home show, give them a ring at 800-281-3189. Mike, let's bring Kathy into the conversation on line one. It's actually a solar panel question we'll try and get to real quick here. Good morning, Miss Kathy.
Hi there.
What you dealing with?
I found a wonderful louvered patio cover about 8 years ago at the home show.
Yeah.
And immediately ordered it, mm-hmm. and they installed it. I've loved it up until 3 months ago when it stopped working. It is solar powered into a battery, rechargeable battery, which then allows the louvers to open and close as I want them.
Mm-hmm.
However, they are not moving anymore. The company I bought it from no longer exists.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, who do I go to for repair?
Are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I want you to get on the internet and log into rosieonthehouse.com. You'll be asked which region of Arizona you live in, Phoenix, Flag, Prescott, Sedona, Casa Grande, Tucson, Green Valley. Click in Phoenix, and then it'll ask you what category you want to look towards. And I'm going to tell you, you want to look under the category of siding, because you're going to find there a company by the name of JLC Construction. JLC does install many, many of these types of shade awnings, and their number is 480-967-9183. If there's anyone that knows the manufacturer of that unit and can service it, it's my friends Jerry and Tim at JLC. 967-9183. Thanks for finding us, and you can always find us at rosieonthehouse.com. Some closing thoughts on protecting our listeners from fraud.
Yeah, two really big things. One is the charities. You know, everybody loves to give, and we just have to be really careful. The big question to ask when someone asks you for money is, are you a paid fundraiser? Because if that's the case, a lot of the money is going to the fundraising people instead of the cause. So once again, do the contacting yourself. There's three great websites. I'll put those online next week.
And those websites actually list the charities that are blacklisted.
They have a blacklist, and it's charitynavigator.org, a wonderful site.
You can't believe some of the charities that are on that blacklist. Well, very prominent names.
And you just can't believe that they would take advantage of something like the Yarnell Fire. I can hardly say that without crying, and there's people who still try to get your money that aren't really giving it to those people. So one final tip to go away with is join the donotcall.gov list. You can list three of your phone numbers. That'll protect you from telemarketers and government imposters. But I tell you what, you'll still get phone calls, but legitimate businesses will then, they honor that. They honor that do not call list. They don't want to be caught calling you when you're on the list.
So now, you mentioned Yarnell, and I know one of the organizations that does very good work for Yarnell, and that's at Arizona 100.
Mm-hmm.
That is one that was one. It was one of the top rated of all of them.
It was actually the first one listed as a really great charity.
Yeah. So there you go. So folks, beware. Listen to the inner voice and protect yourself. If in doubt, get in touch with us at Rosie on the House. We try and cover the state with information that will protect you, educate you, inform you, and entertain you. Here at Rosie on the House, we'll be checking out this week, but check in next week. We'll be talking about tools.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful